Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about estate planning.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. I want to talk to you about an experience I've had repeatedly in the residential real estate marketplace. Most recently, I've had a run of folks that have been left to manage their parents or their loved one's house after their death.
Wow. So we're going to be looking at potentially estate planning from a different standpoint.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. It's what I've been seeing is lack of estate planning from any standpoint.
Okay. That's estate planning. No planning whatsoever.
That's right. So what's happening is these people come into a home that you were living in previously, and now they're walking in as if it's the next day, and you still got your coffee mugs in the sink, but you've also got those things like your kid's third grade painting in the back corner of your garage, and all of that between that coffee cup and that work of art is a project for these people.
Because the next person that looks at the property is not going to value the property because those things exist. In fact, they potentially devalue the property because they can't perceive themselves living in an environment that includes those items.
I would encourage you to just take a look. If you have a moment, it's very important but never urgent, so you've got to find the moment. But take the time to go through and truly be thoughtful about starting to give away things of value, either sentimentally or monetarily. Start giving those away, setting the course.
It's a difficult thing to do, particularly if the person is still alive and you start to throw away things of potential value, discard, I should say, not throw away, things of potential value. Does that potentially change how they are comfortable with their living environment, their situation?
Well, what I'm learning in the streets here is that when you right-size your life as a retired person, and maybe you're going into assisted living or just smaller quarters that are more manageable, that is the time you also right-size your stuff. And in doing so, you have different choices. You could donate, you could gift, you could sell, or you could toss each of those items. But to make that a thoughtful decision in advance is critical.
Well, it's interesting. I had an experience with my very own mother who passed this last year at 100 and a half. She had to have the IBM Selectric typewriter in her assisted living facility.
But she got to choose what she took,
right.
And that was empowering, made it home to her. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.